Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our program on Telling Future Generations, we are continuing a very special interview with someone who's very special to me and to my heart, Wendell Nash, and he has served on our CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, State Board for 60 years, and he is still going, and he is actually our Honorary Emeritus State Board member. And we just appreciate and love him so much. Wendell, thanks for being here again on our program.
Well, thank you, Katrina. It is an honor to be on your program and to have the opportunity to talk about this ministry that has meant so much to me and to my family.
Well, I mean, after all these years, I mean, it's just so obvious your heart for CF just comes through and just all the ways that and everything you say and you do, and just all the ways that I've known you through the years, too. And, you know, we were talking about last week on the program just the many different ways and how the Lord just knitted together, you know, your life and the life of your mother to bring you into the ministry of CEF. Can you just kind of go back and kind of compare and contrast just a little bit of, because I'm sure with these 60-some years, you've seen a lot of changes. Thinking about how CEF was from the beginning till now, what are some of the changes that you have seen in CEF?
Well, there have been many changes. Thinking back to the area of the teaching materials, there have been many improvements. In the beginning of days, flannel graph was used. Now they use flashcards and PowerPoint. Another help to teachers is the use of CDs to play the music for the songs and hymns at their Good News Clubs, five-day clubs, and teacher training sessions. Some teachers just don't have the natural musical talent and have a difficult time leading the singing. The CDs solved this problem. In 1998, Campus Crusade seized the opportunity to distribute Christian literature to North Africans who were vacationing with their families in Southern Europe, and they needed something to give to the children. They came to CEF, and the Wonder Book came out as a result. It is available now in over 100 languages. Soon, CEF became aware that the Wonder Book could be used worldwide, not only as a tool for witnessing, but also for the discipling the children. As a result, CEF began a Bible correspondence program for children. The response was overwhelming, and as a result, CEF began a ministry to provide discipleship resources for children to receive through the mail. It is called the Truth Chasers Club. Another change is the Christian Youth in Action, or the CYIA program. It is 2 weeks of intense training for summer missionaries who will be teaching five-day clubs, and training for those who will be camp counselors. CEF is now emphasizing outreach through the churches. Churches partner with CEF by adopting a school and providing the teachers and resources needed to conduct the after school and the Good News Clubs. These clubs are held after school while the children are still in the building. This has opened the door for many more volunteers. One thing that has not changed is the message of the cross, which has always been emphasized. Although there have been changes in the form of presentation, the need of salvation through Christ has not changed.
And that's what, you know, what we love about Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's so biblical. It's so gospel-centered. You know, what are some of the things that, you know, because anyone who has given 60 years of their life, you must believe in this ministry. What are some of the things that you really do love and appreciate about the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, I appreciate, first of all, the presentation of the gospel of the Bible stories and the fact that teachers are trained to include the gospel in every lesson. I've always been impressed by CEF's commitment to boys and girls. Both of our daughters were saved when they were 4 years old. The story of our younger daughter, Laura, is an interesting one, I think. When Julie taught a Good News Club, she always took Julianne and Laura with her. After a Good News Club where Julie illustrated Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." We were sitting at the supper table, and Julianne was concerned that Laura, at 4 years old, had not yet invited Christ into her life. Our conversation turned in that direction, and Laura, knowing that Jesus was going to return, said, "I'm going to wait till he comes back, then I'll ask him." We explained that would be too late, and Laura responded by saying, "Okay, I'll do it now." She hopped down off her chair, ran to the living room, knelt down beside the sofa, and prayed to receive Jesus. I think this proves that young children can understand spiritual truths.
That's really cool. I never heard that story before. You know, I bet you have a lot of stories. You know, I just love to listen to your stories. So can you tell some more stories, Wendell?
Well, one that stands out in my mind is about a boy camper. He was a bundle of trouble. He did not want to behave, and we considered sending him home. In praying about the situation, the Lord gave the staff patience with him, and he did receive Christ before the week ended, and his attitude completely changed. The next week, we received a letter from his mother asking what had happened to her child. She says, "He is a different boy. He obeys me now." Well, during the years of 1959 to 1965, Julie and I were involved in camp. In 1959, our whole family, we had then one-year-old Laura and as well as four-year-old Julie Ann, went to camp. Some of the stories from those years are worth telling. Stories such as when Julie Ann was a young camper and was challenged to give her remaining canteen money to the camp missionary, she said she wanted to give all but 37 cents. We never knew why she wanted to keep 37 cents. Today, she and her husband live in Georgia and give generously to the support of the missionaries there. They have gone on mission trips. Julianne serves her church on the missions committee and was instrumental in adding the local CEF director to their church's mission budget. A story I think is interesting, it did not change my life, but did change my appreciation for the Lord's leading. I was on the Board of Trustees when CEF purchased a property in Warren, Missouri, and Mrs. Overholzer, the wife of the founder of CEF, was still living and was on the board. I still see her marching, really stomping, all around the property as she repeated Deuteronomy 11:24 and said over and over, "Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours." Another story of a young man who came to camp as a counselor. After seeing how the camping program touched the lives of the campers, he stayed on as a part of the camp staff. This story is true of many five-day club teachers and camp counselors. They come to serve for the summer, and knowing not much about CEF, but once they get a taste of evangelizing children, they often return the following years.
You know, that's so true, because actually one of our camp staff that we have now, Brian Cordes, he served as a camp counselor, and now he's on staff full-time with CF, so you're absolutely right. How has this ministry, though, Wendell, impacted you personally?
Well, working with CEF gave me an opportunity to serve the Lord. After I rededicated my life in 1950, I was seeking a way to make my life count for Him. My first thought was to become a preacher. But after going to a Bible college for a semester, I realized that was not my calling. And I saw the effectiveness of the CEF ministry and its impact on the lives of the children. I tested these waters and found it very rewarding, and I stuck with it. I do feel fulfilled in my role in CEF. I saw that my doing things in a supportive role helped the entire ministry. My specific role was in the financial and accounting area. I always wondered what my spiritual gift was. And after serving CEF for a number of years, I concluded that my gift was the gift of service.
You know, Wendell, that's really interesting that you said that, because that reminded me that someone said, it's not just the missionaries who are called, it's the board members, the committee members who are also called. God's call is not just the ones who are out there doing the work. God's call is for all of them, that a board member like you are just as called as if they were the missionary.
I think that's true, yes.
Yeah, I believe that with all my heart, and just how that just is shown and evident in your own life. What would you say to someone out there who, maybe like you, you know, they don't feel called to serving in a, you know, vocational full-time ministry role, but they do want to serve the Lord? What would you say to them?
Well, the Bible verse that has challenged me is 2 Corinthians 5:14. It says, the love of Christ compels us. The love of Christ for me and my love for him compels me, or I could say forced me, to serve him. I think that verse would speak to anyone. To those who are listening, I would say, you are needed. Every ministry needs volunteers, both part-time and full-time workers. Remember that someday we will stand before God, and our service will be weighed. Will yours abide and receive a reward? Or will it be burned and you will suffer loss? Most volunteer workers require no formal training. Nearly anyone can do it. A hymn that expresses my service so well is, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Now, Wendell, we just appreciate your ministry and your heart for this ministry so very much. And it wasn't very long ago. You celebrated your 90th birthday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was not too long ago.
So, you know, the Lord is coming, or you're going to go see him, you know, in years to come. But how would you, when you look back at your life, how would you sum up your life of service to your King?
I think the last verse of another hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, describes my life of service. It says, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. I don't want any accolades for what I have done. I don't feel I did very much. As doors opened for me, I went through them. And when someone asked me to do something, I did it. I was just a willing servant. To God be all the glory, is all for him.
Well, Wendell, thanks so much for being with us here today on the program. And I want to personally thank you, Wendell. And I just want to say thank you for just being here and just for the time that I've been here. I just want to tell you how much you have meant to me and your wife, Julie. You guys are just so precious. And I just thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, we just love you. And we just pray for the Lord to continue to use you in the years to come. And really, I think the name of our program says it all, why you do what you do, telling future generations so the future generations will know him and serve him too. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we'll see you again and talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me.